point is, I love gardening as a hobby. Right now in our garden, Portia and I are growing tomatoes, peppers, zucchini, beets, eggplant, basil, and a whole assortment of herbs. It smells nice, it looks nice, and I can't tell you how satisfying it is to be able to host a dinner party and offer my guests the literal fruits of my labor. As it turns out, these are very different than the fruits of one's loins. At a recent dinner party, I accidentally asked Martha Stewart how she was enjoying the fruits of my loins, and she nearly choked on her stew. If you don't have a garden, I encourage you to plant one. It's a fun thing to do, and it's great for the planet. And you know what I always say time and time again? If you want to add a little spice to your life, plant some dill and learn to salsa. Chapter 55. Romance. A short, short story. LeVar and Belinda felt an immediate attraction to one another the moment their eyes met at the Aerosmith reunion tour concert. It was as if they'd known each other their whole lives. They ran into Belinda's house because it was closer and they embraced. Was it wrong, or was it the most right thing ever? They cuddled by the fire, his hand upon her thigh, and talked of their future. Then they did stuff to each other all night long. Chapter 56. Seriously, I'm kidding. One of the most challenging parts of writing a book is coming up with the title. You can't have a book without a title. You can't, I asked. And it's very important because the title is the first thing people hear about the book, so you need a good one. Seeing as this is my third book, it was even more challenging because I already used up two good titles, My Point and I Do Have One, and The Funny Thing Is. Why not own the complete set available everywhere books are sold? To come up with the title for this book, I thought it would be helpful to look over some bestseller lists and see what titles have been successful in the past. Based on that, at first I thought about calling my book either Eat, Pray, Love 2 or Harry Potter and the Lord of the Twilight Trilogy, or Joy of Sex Part 2, Additional Joys. Unfortunately, my lawyer said I wasn't allowed to use any of those because of some crazy thing called copyright infringement. That turned out to be for the best because as soon as I started to write the first few chapters of The Joy of Sex Part 2, I felt deeply uncomfortable. I finally decided on Seriously, I'm Kidding because, well, seriously, I'm kidding. You'll notice it has the signature dot, dot, dot that all my book titles have. I considered not using the dot, dot, dot and calling it Seriously, I'm Kidding with a comma in between or Seriously, question mark, I'm kidding or Seriously, dash, I'm kidding. But in the end, I decided to be consistent with my other books. I'm a big fan of consistency and beet juice. Since I'm a comedian, people usually know that I'm kidding. In fact, more often than not, people assume I'm kidding even when I'm trying to be serious. That can be frustrating when I'm at the doctor or dentist's office. I'll say something like, your elbow is digging into my neck, or I think I need more Novocaine, and the hygienist will laugh and laugh like it's the funniest thing she's ever heard. It's always funny to me when people have to clarify that they're kidding. This usually happens after they've delivered an insult to someone that was intended to be a joke, such as, well, at least if it rains, we can seek shelter under your bangs. I'm just kidding. I love those bangs. Seriously, I'm kidding. Here's a professional tip. If you have to say you're kidding, it might not be a great joke. I also like the title because it reminds me of the fact that we always contradict ourselves when we talk. We say things like, would I like to go to that concert? Yeah, maybe. And when someone is telling a good story, we say, shut up. Then what happened? I once surprised a friend by showing up unannounced at a party and she yelled, get out! Come over here! I didn't know what to do. There are well-known secrets out there and there are people who are so happy they could die. Sometimes people are so sad they have to laugh and sometimes things feel so wrong they're right. Basically what I'm saying is I usually don't know what people are talking about. I don't know how we can be serious and kidding at the same time, but I do seriously hope you're enjoying Seriously, I'm Kidding. Pass it around, recommend it to friends, maybe buy a copy for your mother-in-law in case she's too cheap to buy one herself. No, I'm just kidding. Please don't tell her I said that. It was just a joke. Seriously, I'm kidding. Chapter 57. Last chapter. Well, we've come to the end of our journey. This sure was a wild ride, wasn't it? I've had a wonderful time talking to you, and I think we can both walk away from this experience having learned a little something about each other. I certainly learned a lot about you through this audiobook's built-in camera that I never told you about. So in conclusion and in summary and summation and to wrap things up in a way that will bring things to a close before we say goodbye in a conclusiatory fashion, let me leave you with these parting words. Be happy. Do things that make you happy within the confines of the legal system. Do things that make you feel good and proud. It can be almost anything. Name something. Yes, sure, try that. Contribute to the world. Help people. Help one person. Help someone across the street today. Help someone with directions, unless you have a terrible sense of direction, then don't do that. Help someone who's trying to help you. Just help. Make an impact. Show someone you care. Say yes instead of no. Say something nice. Smile. Make eye contact. Hug. Kiss. Get naked. Laugh. Laugh as much as you can. Laugh until you cry. Cry until you laugh. Keep doing it, even if people are passing you on the street saying, I can't tell if that person is laughing or crying, but either way they seem crazy. Let's walk faster. Emote. It's okay. It shows you're thinking and feeling. Find out who you are and figure out what you believe in. Even if it's different from what your neighbors believe in and different from what your parents believe in, stay true to yourself. Have your own opinion. Don't worry about what people say about you or think about you. Let the naysayers nay. They will eventually grow tired of neighing. I don't mean to tell you what to do or how to live your lives, but those are some of the things that have worked for me, and I believe with all my heart and soul that even if we try the teeniest, tiniest bit, we can make this world a much happier and healthier one. And if we try even harder, we can do some pretty spectacular things. I know sometimes it seems like a world that has a blanket with sleeves can't get any better, but I think it can. Thank you for purchasing, downloading, borrowing, reading, and or listening to this book, and for joining me on this adventure. I don't mind that you dripped coffee all over the pages or got sand in the crease or almost left me behind on a train by accident. I'm just happy we got to spend some time together, and I look forward to a beautiful future. Oh, and you have something in your tooth. Other one. There you go. You got it.
This has been an Ashut audio production of Seriously, I'm Kidding. Written and read by Ellen DeGeneres. Produced by Michelle McGonigal. Directed by Dennis Kao. Recorded by Jeremy Wesley, the media staff, Los Angeles. Post-production by Tim McCarthy. Seriously, I'm Kidding is also available in print and as an ebook from Grand Central Publishing, a division of Ashut Book Group. Text copyright 2011 by Ellen DeGeneres. Audio production copyright 2011 by Ashut Audio. All rights reserved. Except as permitted under the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, no part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system without the prior written permission of the publisher.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.